This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Haven't been able to do this lately. Let's see how... we're definitely going to... We'll make it all the way through. Anyway, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
This is the perfect cup of coffee, and it's not because it makes it, you know, perfectly. It's that it keeps it at the perfect temperature, which is, you know, that goes a long way to making the perfect cup of coffee. Check them out at burnoutmugs.com. All right. Let's talk to one of my favorite writers. His name is Dean Weingarten. Back at home, I think he is. How are you doing this evening, sir?
I'm doing very well back in Yuma, Arizona.
Yeah?
It's good to be back, but I had a good time in Dallas and got a lot done.
Yeah. Well, that's always important, being productive, isn't it?
It is.
Now, let's talk about this latest article you just put up, because this is one of these smoking guns right now, and as far as I'm concerned, after I saw this video, that I didn't know this video existed. I mean, I did not watch the follow-up to it, because I thought all of this was sort of futile. But let's talk about the Parkland article you just published.
Yes, well, we all knew that the resource officer, the armed deputy at the Parkland school shooting, didn't immediately run to the sound of the gunfire and try to take out the murderer. And because of that, almost certainly a lot more people died. But what I didn't realize, just like you, was that there was an unarmed security person who saw the murderer, and I won't say his name because of my policy. I don't want to give him extra fame. Saw him coming onto campus with a rifle case that he recognized as a rifle case, and he said that he recognized this person who was no longer a student and was not allowed on campus as a person he had been briefed as the most likely to shoot up the school. But instead of trying to intercept him, stop him, or even yell at him, instead he called up another security person. I suppose the idea was that they would eventually find this guy inside the school, but when the shooting started, the other security person hid inside a closet. So the murderer went into the school, within a minute started shooting, and 17 people died as a result. Well, to give this security person a little bit of credit, he then went to get the armed resource officer, came back, showed him where the guy had gone into the school, and the armed resource officer then just sat around, waited, called backup. And by the time any armed person went into the school in an attempt to stop anything, it was all over, and the murderer had already fled the scene.
Should we call unarmed people security? Is there such a thing as a security guy who's a real security guy?
There's plenty of... You've seen it if you walk around. Their job is to confront people. You know, Walmart has plenty of them. Try to stop them from doing stuff. The trend is to arm them lately because unarmed, they can't really do very much.
Yeah.
But even this fellow, Medina, I think his name was, Andrew Medina.
Yep.
There's no indication that he got any training on what to do as a security officer. Now, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I haven't seen any. And the fact is, if you haven't received any training, if you haven't thought seriously about the subject, you're going to do what you were trained to do, which is mostly nothing. My suspicion is that Medina was trained to, or told, to watch for stuff and then contact somebody else. He had a problem. He had undergone some criticism, and he was punished for a sexual harassment case. And I suspect, I don't know, I don't have access to those records, but then he was put into security. If you've ever been in a large bureaucracy where there are people you cannot fire, which is most of the government, because there's these huge numbers of people who are in specially protected groups, that it becomes almost impossible to fire. Well, if you have those people that are incompetent or show themselves incapable of various actions, the bureaucracy finds a place to put them where they can't do much harm.
Right.
And that's what I think was going on in this school, is that the bureaucracy said, well, here's a problem child. Let's put him in security. Nothing really ever happens there. And even though he had been briefed saying that if anybody was going to shoot up the school, it was this guy who eventually did.
Hmm.
I would blame the administration of the school at least as much, probably more, than I would blame the guy who didn't do anything. Because
right.
He's never actually been trained to do anything. Well, you know, I can't say that for certain, but it doesn't appear he was ever trained to do anything.
Well, when I read your article, I was looking at, like, you know, he in certain testimony, he got out there and said he called the rifle bag a duffel bag, except
after the
shooting happened, he started.
Media, but that isn't the truth. You know, it's very clear. You watch the video, he calls it a rifle bag.
Right.
He recognized it as such. It's only later he tried to backtrack out of that. But in testimony taken immediately after the shooting, he specifically says that, and they have it on tape, and you can watch it on the video.
I thought
read
it somewhere.
You know, for
where
the media to say that it was a duffel bag or something. Well, partly it's just because most of the people in the media are absolutely clueless and willfully ignorant about anything to do with guns. And the other is because it takes some of the heat away, takes some of the responsibility away from the actual people involved. And if there's anything a bureaucracy learns to do well, it's to shift blame to somebody or something else. And in this case, the bureaucracy is working very hard to shift the blame away from their own failures and to put it on to you and me, gun owners. And that's what they're doing. But when you point out the mistakes, of course, they don't get away with it quite as much.
Right. So he was basically a... He was a monitor. He's a hall monitor.
He said his job, he was a baseball coach as well. He got in trouble for trying to date a 17-year-old beautiful young woman.
Okay.
He's 39.
Okay.
She complained about it. That was the sexual harassment. She turned out to be one of the victims that was killed in the shooting.
Yeah, all right.
Terrible. Horrible tragedy.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're going heading to the break. You can find Dean's work at either Ammoland.com or TruthAboutGuns.com. Well over 1,000 articles at both places. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
These insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnouts, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnouts Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. We are talking to Dean Weingarten, who, now, I gotta hand this to you. I gotta hand it to you here, pal. This next article was, this had to be one with the brain muscle. It must have hurt after you worked on this one, because this one was really looking at it from a perspective I've never looked at. Have you ever been to Germany?
I have not been to Europe.
Well, back in the 80s, if we wanted to go to West Berlin, we had to drive from West Germany through East Germany to get West Berlin. And we were at the mercy of a bunch of East Germans that just wanted to catch us speeding. And they had all kinds of little ways to ensnare us and change the speed limit every 50 yards and so, and everything else.
Yeah, sure. I've seen some of that in some U.S. towns.
Yeah, so let's take that and compare it to what it's like, what it used to be like, what it has been like, and what you foresee it could be like. For example, driving from, from Yuma to Alaska as you cross through into Canada.
Yes. Now, I am a little disappointed that the Trump administration didn't see this as an opportunity to fight for some of our rights to be armed.
Right.
But it wasn't that long ago. It was only 30, 40 years ago when any American citizen could take a 22 handgun or rifle down into Mexico, and it was no problem whatsoever. And when you went to Canada, long guns were not a problem. Up till 2001, you could just take them across the border. You declared them, but it wasn't any big deal. And
right.
Handguns, they just put a seal on the handgun to show that you hadn't fired it while you were in Canada. And when you left Canada, they checked it to see that the seal had not been broken. It was a very simple procedure, and as far as I can tell, they had almost no problems. But when leftist government got into Canada, they passed a rather strict Firearms Registration Act for long guns, and as part of that, they changed the procedures for people from the United States going into and out in Canada.
Right.
So when you go into and out of Canada after that, you had to fill out a form, register the gun, pay a $25 fee, and it became, and that was only for long guns, and that was for every long gun you had with you. And in addition, it became almost impossible to bring handguns across the border from the U.S. into Canada. Even if you're going to Alaska. And I'll bet you that more than half the people who are traveling by land from the U.S. to Alaska are moving there and want to take some type of relatively powerful handgun with them. But it becomes almost impossible for them to do it because of this change in Canadian law and policy.
Hmm.
So what I propose that the Trump administration should do is work with the Canadian government to get reciprocity. So if Canadians have, they call it, a possession and acquisition license, PAL, P-A-L, which is, they have to jump through a bunch of hoops to show that they can own a firearm, and that's for long guns, rifles and shotguns. If a Canadian has that, I think they should be able to bring their long guns into the U.S. without much problem. And American citizens should be able to bring long guns into Canada without much problem if they're not a prohibited possessor.
Right.
And I think they ought to be able to transfer handguns or take handguns across the border with a simple seal, worst case, like they did before 2001. It isn't like there were serious problems with this. It was just a way for the people in urban areas who dislike people with guns to inconvenience people at the border. So my suggestion is we should work to do away with that, to return back to the way things were. And I'd say we should pursue it with both Mexico and Canada. And we could make a reciprocity agreement saying that any American with a concealed carry permit could carry in Mexico and Canada. And any Canadian or Mexican with a concealed carry permit could carry in the U.S.
Do they have permits in Mexico?
16 million Americans with concealed carry permits, and there's only about 8,000 Canadians and, I don't know, a few thousand Mexicans who have them.
Really? They have those in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not so much of a national permit. What happens is that it's like what used to be in certain U.S. states. They didn't have a formal procedure for getting a permit as such. They
right.
just made you a dollar a year sheriff. And once you were a sheriff deputy, you know, officially on the books, you're only getting paid a dollar a year, well, then you could legally carry a handgun just about everywhere because you were officially a law enforcement officer. So I had a good friend who married a Mexican lady and was living in Mexico, and he endeared himself to the local gendarmerie by fixing their AKs and other weapons because they just weren't very good gunsmiths, and he was a pretty good bootleg gunsmith.
Gotcha.
And so he said he wanted to carry a gun around, so they just issued him police identification. And he started carrying a gun around. He carried a 10-millimeter Glock for a while, but then switched over to a Scorpion CZ-32 submachine pistol because he could.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll have to investigate if I could carry one of those myself around here legally. concealed.
It would be very difficult. In the U.S., I think it'd be tough.
Yeah.
Like I said, basically he got police credentials. So there's ways around it. Canada has a system where they can issue concealed carry permits if they are showing sufficient, quote, need.
Right.
And they do issue some.
Okay. That would be interesting. You know, given what's happening in Canada, I would imagine they probably ought to look at that and maybe loosen that up. Definitely in Mexico, anyway.
I doubt that Trudeau could be convinced to sign
yeah.
anything, but heck, he tried to sneak in that LGBTQT whatever portion into the trade agreement.
Yeah, the hate speech part of it. And some other stuff, too. Anyway, we're coming up on the break. You can find the stuff that Dean writes about. Now, all these things I'm bringing up, he's written about. So you can find these articles at either Ammo Land or thetruthaboutguns.com, both where he's a featured writer. And you can hear about him here, but, you know, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman Legions. The Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man. The best father a son or daughter could have.
George H.W. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Ohio senators are ticked off that GM is deciding to open a plant down in Mexico as opposed to keeping one open in their state. GM CEO Mary Barra was on Capitol Hill today defending her actions.
It's incredibly difficult to make these types of decisions, so our focus is on the GM team members that are impacted, making sure they understand all of their opportunities, and then also looking at what are the retraining opportunities as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out at BurnoutMugs.com. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at Ammo Land, writer at The Truth About Guns, reprinted in lots of places. One of the few people that actually looks at grizzly bears, because grizzly bears are the number of attacks from grizzly bears going up, or is it just better reporting?
I think they're going up. There's just a lot more grizzly bears around than they were 20 years ago.
Right.
And they're more protected. Well, 25, 30 years ago, I think we started protecting them in the middle 70s, so a little later. But there's more of them because we aren't shooting them, and they are not as afraid of humans because we aren't shooting them. So since they have no fear of humans, and they associate humans with food often, because they've learned that when people shoot things, they leave behind gut piles, so there's meat to be had if they go where there's gunshots.
Right.
So we have more attacks on people. I don't think there's any question, but the number of attacks on people is at probably the highest level it's been since, probably the late 1800s.
Wow.
Maybe before that, because we have a lot more people around now.
Right. And is it because we're encroaching on their habitat? Is it because we're...
First off, as far as I'm concerned, animals don't own habitat. They live in habitat. We own it. They survive and live there because we allow it. Now, I am all for conserving and preserving wildlife habitat and wildlife for our use. But I don't think that they have a superior right to be there. They're there because it's to our benefit that they're there. You know, we don't keep malarial, Anopheles mosquitoes around.
Right.
Because there are species in the swamps or their habitat, and we don't want to put any DDT in there because, you know, but we'll be wiping out mosquito habitat. Well, I like the idea of looking at grizzly bears from a distance, but they are a very dangerous animal, and unless they're kept in check, there are going to be a number of grizzly bear-human conflicts, and both bears and people are going to be killed. We have to keep their numbers in check at some point. The number we decide on is up for debate. But right now, the bear numbers are increasing, and they're going to keep on increasing until we decide what's the optimum number, how many we're going to allow to be around.
Right.
And in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem, that number is growing and growing, and we get more and more grizzly bear, people conflicts, and attacks. And it's going to continue to happen as long as the bear numbers increase.
Now, in these national parks, like, say, Yellowstone, can you carry a weapon in there to defend against wildlife?
You can. We changed the law back around 2009, I believe it was. It was a really good bit of advocacy by some Second Amendment supporters.
Right.
They lobbied hard to get the National Park Service to change, Department of Interior, actually, to change the rules in national parks so that people could carry firearms for their own protection. The Department of the Interior balked at it, and after the Senate had voted on it and told them basically change the rules, and the Senate got kind of angry about it and said, okay, you want to be that way? We're just going to change the law. Well, park rules are a lot easier to change than law that's been passed by Congress and signed into law by the president.
Right.
But that's what happened is they signed a law, or they passed a law, and then because it was in a bill about consumer protections, included in a bill about credit cards that President Obama wanted, he signed it into law. And now it's law that the gun laws about carrying guns in the national parks are the same as the state in which the park is located.
When that happened, I thought that was the funniest thing I'd ever heard. Because that was during his first term, right? This was pre-Sandy Hook.
It was 2009.
Yeah, so.
I'm pretty sure it's 2009.
Now, we got a little bit of time left in this segment, and I want to get to this article that you wrote, not in this part of it, talk about this guy who was in really big brush and with a rifle. That's in the next segment.
Ah, yeah.
I'm getting ready to buy what I'm going to call the grizzly gun, and it's going to be a Glock 20, and I'm going to have it treated a little bit by one of my sponsors. What kind of ammo should I carry if I go out into the woods, the real woods, where there might be bears in it? What kind of ammo should I carry in that to be able to dispatch a bear?
I recommend that you carry a heavy bullet that's designed for penetration, because that's what you need on bears. They're big animals. It has to go through a lot of tough skin, fat, and muscle, and you want to reach vital areas. If it can break shoulder bones, all the better.
Right.
And there's a couple of companies that make that kind of ammo. Buffalo Boar, one. Let's see, there's I'm sure you probably know a couple others. Maybe you can come up with one, or I can during the break. But there's at least two that make semi-custom loads for the 10mm that push those heavy 220 grain bullets, you know, at 1,200 feet per second.
Wow.
That's a very hefty load.
Should these be hard cast?
If they'll feed well, I'd want to test them in a Glock, and that's what they're meant for.
Right.
The Glock generally says don't use cast bullets in their pistols because they have that polygonal rifling.
Right.
And in some of their pistols, polygonal rifling with softer lead bullets hasn't been able to stabilize the bullets well. So
should
yeah,
I be looking at a lone wolf barrel for that?
You can get an aftermarket barrel that's got cut rifle in, and you can use that.
Yeah.
Now, I would think that people who make these bullets for 10 millimeters, because they're primarily Glocks, Glocks are probably the biggest manufacturer of 10 millimeter pistols, would be checking their bullets in Glock barrels to make sure that they're stabilized properly. And they probably are. But I just can't vouch for it. And I do know that some Glocks have had problems with some cast bullets.
Right. Yeah, I think I'm going to do that sometime next week. And I'm going to be looking
now,
for
you
the ammo.
You can get some of these Glocks that have got a muzzle brake on the end of the barrel. and that might help. You know, the 10 millimeter with the heavy cast bullets, fairly stout recoil.
So maybe I should get the ported barrel from Lone Wolf.
You might consider that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I had not thought about that, but I am going to look into that now. That makes it that much more interesting to set it up, because I'm going to, when I get it, after a few things are done to it, I'm going to run it with the heavy loads and see how good that does. We're coming up on the next break, talking to Dean Weingarten. He covers a huge spectrum of what goes on in the world of guns, the political, the hunting, the self-defense, the after-action forensics, huge swath of stuff that he looks at and writes on and prolifically puts out articles. And you can find these articles, the archives are there at ammoland.com, and they are there at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Burnout.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at BurnoutMugs.com.
Indeed. Check them out. BurnoutMugs.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as we're in the bear portion of the talk, which I don't ever get. I do this so much with you because I don't get to talk about bears with anybody else, Dean.
They're a fascinating subject. I think there's something in our psyche that just is fascinated with the thought of big furry critters with claws and teeth trying to eat us.
I have often said, and this was before I started reading your stuff, but I have often said that if I was going to hunt anything on a regular basis, I would want to hunt predators. And then I thought about that. So I don't know how I feel about that right now at this very minute, but that has always been my thing that I've always said. So we'll have to discuss that another time. Let's talk about the slung rifle story that you had out there. I mentioned it briefly. Now, is it illegal for a hunter to use a drone, for example, in an area where there's a lot of underbrush?
Well, it depends on the area. Most states have made using drones illegal as a hunting aid. It's probably kind of hard to police, but I believe most states have made it illegal. I'm pretty sure, for example, that in Wisconsin it's legal. Illegal.
Right.
But legislatures and game commissions don't always keep up with the latest technology. And I know that when I was in Australia, I saw hunters there, or hunting guides, using drones to aid in the recovery of wounded game. But in Australia, their hunting laws are in many ways less restrictive than they are in the United States. Most of the game they hunt in Australia, now let's get into Australia, a side issue, but they is game that was introduced and there's no limits. The government wants it gone. So, you know, there's very few limits on methods of hunting there. But in the United States, I believe they are generally not legal to use for hunting.
Now, why? Do we know why? Is it because?
Sure. They don't consider it fair chase. they considered an unfair advantage here. So they say it's not fair to the game, and that if everybody used drones, you would be able to wipe out the game because you'd have such a significant advantage.
Okay, well, I guess all of their other checks and balances wouldn't come into play. Let's talk about this.
Well, you know,
Anders,
we have a lot of laws like that. For example, the three-shot limit on shotguns for hunting migratory birds. That's one of those things.
To keep us from wiping them out.
Well, yeah, because around 1900, the ducks and geese, their populations were just decimated by market hunters who had no limit on the methods they could use, or and they had no limit on the amount of game they could take because they're hunting commercially for the market.
Right.
So they killed hundreds and thousands of birds. And you got to a point, I think the low point in the United States for game populations was probably right around 1900 to 1910, around in there. And that's when we started passing game laws and limits and limiting on what you could use for hunting and that type of thing. Now, if we have time, in the bear case that happened here, is the hunter wasn't too worried about bear because there was snow on the ground, and most bear would probably have been penned up.
Right.
And he was aiding another hunter who was about 150 yards away from him, and he had slung his rifle. Well, he's going through some dense brush, and he's using both hands to help him. And he sees this bear. He sees the head of the bear, probably only about 10, 15 yards away.
Right.
And he starts trying to get the rifle off, but he just barely gets it off his shoulder by the time the bear hits him. But my contention from decades of experience is if you're a practiced rifle shot who's kept up the practice with snap shooting, you know, bringing the rifle quickly to the shoulder, that you can easily get a shot off in a second or a second and a half. Well, he said it was a couple of seconds, so he wasn't able to get the rifle off. And there are slings that are designed for quick reaction. Our military uses some of them. You can have a three-point sling where the rifle is in front of you and you control it with your hands. And if you have to drop it momentarily to use both hands, you can do that too. And I've used those kind of slings, and they can work very well. So it's not completely either or. But if you just have an ordinary sling and you're going to swing the rifle over your shoulder, that's not the best way to handle it in a potentially dangerous situation.
Right. Especially if you're slinging it like, I'm going to carry it this way. I want it out of my way. Because he was going through the brush with both hands, right? It was tall brush.
Well, it was. I think he said it was alders and stuff. Yeah, it was probably. It didn't look as thick as it sounded when I looked from the overhead picture.
Right. How did they get the overhead picture with the drone?
I believe it was probably taken from a helicopter that was sent to rescue. That's my guess is probably where they got the picture from.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have been following any of the advances in constitutional carry that are on the way here, well beyond the way in 2019.
Are you talking about, which is it? Is it one of the Dakotas?
Well, there's South Dakota and there's Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Both of them passed constitutional carry by veto-proof margins to have them vetoed by their Republican governors. Well, those governors are gone in both states and are replaced by Republican governors who said they'll sign constitutional carry. So it looks very good to get two more constitutional carry states in 2019.
Well, that's always good to add to those.
And Oklahoma.
That's always good to add to those, so... That's around here in my state. This is the interesting thing about my state. My state senator at the time, he was the head of the Republican Judiciary Committee, and he did not like open carry, and he would tell me that open carry and constitutional carry would make it legal for criminals to carry guns. And right before he would be hanging up on me because I'd be going, "You're a real idiot, aren't you?" And I offered to bring all kinds of witnesses to him. Like he told me that I asked him, I said, "Do you know what the incidence of criminals using holsters is?" And he thought about that for a minute because, you know, nobody had ever asked him that question. I said, "It's about 2%.
It's because tiny, yeah.
It's tiny, and that's because if a cop is chasing a bad guy who has a gun and he throws the gun to get rid of the gun, because they always throw whatever it is, whatever the contraband is.
Sure, try and dispose of it in a lake, out the window of a car, whatever.
Right, and then when they try to dispose of it, if they pull up and say, let's see, you got this raving concealment holster on you, but you don't have a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly correct.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't, and there's studies to show that this is the case. And I've talked to police officers that have said, look, if I find somebody who's carrying a gun and he's got it in a holster, I'm 99% certain it's a good guy.
Right.
Because
good guys always carry them in a holster because they're afraid of shooting something on themselves.
Well, that's right. And, well, I've known people who carry them in a pocket and not in a holster. But usually people who carry for a significant amount of time find out that it makes sense to carry in a holster.
Right.
Because it's the most secure way, and it protects the gun, and it protects you. And, you know, people use holsters for a reason, because they serve definite purposes.
Right.
It's not really the most comfortable to be carrying a gun around without a holster.
No, it's downright painful. We're about to run out of time. But that's downright painful. But we are about to run out of time. Like I said, Dean will be back with me next week. And I got to call you and get your address anyway. So I'll be getting in touch with you in the next couple of days. Find his stuff at ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember, this has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.